Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio Show. And this is the ninth day of August 2019. We're back in the heat. I'm sure wherever you're at, you're experiencing the same thing that we are here on the East Coast. It had cooled off, but the temperatures are now heating back up, way up into the upper 90s. Thunderstorms and rain, power outages back in the news in Nashville and in New York City again this week. More expected as the heat begins to crank up. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff happening here this week at the Private Officer Beat. And of course, we're going to bring it all to you, including a whole lot of news. Tragedy has certainly been in our news over the last 4 or 5 days. By now, everyone knows of the tragedy that hit El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. There have been a lot of shootings in America this year, and it's very tragic. And there's no way to sugarcoat it. There's a lot of sick people out there. There's a lot of folks who need help. Gun control certainly isn't the end-all and be-all answer. There may be some adjustments that need to be made, but, you know, it's the people. And we can't change the hearts and the minds of the people. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later today in this show as we look at the 62 people that have been killed in mass shootings so far in 2019. But on the brighter note, I want to mention something that does not make the headlines. In the El Paso, Texas Walmart shooting, a loss prevention agent, a security officer, was involved in saving lives, but it didn't make the headline. It got a one-sentence mention in one of the Associated Press's release, but it didn't make headlines. In Dayton, Ohio, a nightclub bouncer who first saw the gunman before he got to the bar grabbed several females that was on the sidewalk in sight of the shooter and drug them literally into the nightclub and into the back area, saving their lives. And they, the people that were involved, two young ladies, were interviewed by ABC News. And that did make the headline. But again, not much on the bouncer, the nightclub security officer, was said. In many of these shootings that we have in schools and nightclubs, concerts and other areas, it's a tragic, tragic event that you know, could in some part be avoided. But our frontline private officers are usually there, usually on the scene, and usually participate in saving lives. It just doesn't get mentioned very often. Today, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about officers on the front line, but more importantly, how they perform their jobs under fire, under equipped, oftentimes unarmed, under trained to no fault of their own, and yet they are performing some miraculous heroics. And we just had our 2019 annual Private Officer International Awards last week, and we were able to recognize and honor a man with a Purple Heart for being injured, shot while performing one of those tasks, rescuing someone during a shooting. We were able to identify, honor, and recognize more than a dozen people for meritorious service and heroics, bravery beyond the call of duty last week. More than 47 people recognized for what they do every day, day in and day out, without a lot of accolades, without a lot of hurrah, hurrah, very little notice. And they come in and they do their job and they go home. And as we know, they're underpaid. Most have very little benefits. They're underappreciated, that's for sure. And yet, we count on them. We count on them to be on the front line. We'll talk more about that coming up in the latter half of this radio program. Of course, we're going to bring you a whole lot of news because we have a whole lot of news breaking left and right, just like we do every week. We're also going to talk a little bit today about what's coming up for POI and Armor College. A lot of exciting things happening, and you want to be part of that. If you're not getting our newsletters, go to our website, privateofficer.org today, and sign up. They are free right there in your email box. You're going to get our bi-weekly newsletters, our breaking news alerts, and our officer down notices. If you're in the public safety, private security, retail, security, loss prevention, law enforcement arena, you'll want to sign up for these newsletters because there's so much good information and news. You'll get that news as soon as we find out about it, and we're always on 24/7. We're looking for that information, so you're going to get it fresh. It's not going to be something that you're going to have seen four or five times. And on the other side of that coin, we really want to thank all of you who send us breaking news from your area. It's very important that we stay on top of those things, and we appreciate the people that have been doing it. And if you see something happening in your area, a security officer arrested, a security officer injured, a security officer killed somebody in the line of duty, something that relates to public safety, it doesn't have to be security, it could be law enforcement, it could be training event, it could be something else, be sure to send that to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. You can also report any type of promotions within your company or yourself, any type of training event that's happening, any type of news happening in your area, and we're going to push that out to our members and to our readers and subscribers, thousands of them, literally, and, you know, we'll get all this out there. It's important to be part of the network, and if you're not a member, you don't have to be a member to send us the information, of course, but if you're not a member of Private Officer International, you certainly want to be. Just go to our website at privateofficer.org and sign up today. Before we go any further, I do want to mention we are really, really, really so appreciative to our sponsors. We have a handful of sponsors that help to bring the radio show. We, of course, just love Body Armor USA. We've got what it takes to protect you. They are a great group. Go to their website at Body Armor USA today and check out their protective wear, their body armor. They've got stab-proof vests. They have gloves, clothing, protective wear. They have whatever you need to protect yourself, whether you work in corrections, private security, law enforcement, or you're just somebody who's popular and you need a little protective gear to protect yourself. Body Armor USA. They're going to help you, and they're also going to give you a discount. Check them out today. A lot of things that we want to talk about today, and we also invite you to talk about whatever it is that you want to bring to our attention. You can be on our radio program, our very popular radio program. Just send us an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but don't go away. We'll be gone less than a minute and a half. 90 seconds. Don't go away. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio. At Armor College, a public safety institute, we train those who help others. Paramedics and emergency medical technicians, firefighters, police officers, law enforcement, private security, bail enforcement, and those on the front line. Check us out today at armorcollege.org. A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org. We'll even bring the school to you. Armor College, a public safety institute.
What am I doing lying in this casket? Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm dead. I got shot. I'm not supposed to be dead. I'm only 17. And now I can't see my 18th birthday because I'm a fatal victim of gun violence. My friends, my family, my own mother was devastated. Can't see her son anymore because of gun violence. And everyone's here at the funeral. But before they lay me to rest, there's just one last thing I have to do. How many more of us have to die from gun violence? Let's put a stop to this, because if we don't, the next time it could be your child lying in this casket.
Brought to you by Man Up Inc. USA, a proud member of the gun violence awareness movement.
We are back from that break. You are listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio. Another Friday, August the 9th. Steamy, hot, humid. Storms in the forecast again. But that's summer. A lot more to go here on the program. We have a lot to talk about. Make sure that you have signed up for our breaking news alerts. Go to our website at privateofficer.org today. They're free. Just sign up. We don't sell or exchange your emails, your name, or any of that information. You don't have to worry about getting slammed with a bunch of garbage in your email box. It's not going to happen. Here at the Private Officer Beat Radio this morning, we got a lot to talk about. I do want to call your attention to some job openings. Right now, we are hiring in several of our businesses. We currently are looking for lifeguard instructors certified by the American Red Cross, both in North and South Carolina, Virginia, Alabama, and Tennessee. This is a full-time job. It pays people good hourly rates, some benefits. Contact us. Also, we're looking for a Washington, D.C. Special Police Officer Instructor. You must be currently certified and experienced at least 2 years. $18 to $25 an hour. Again, this is something that is full-time. It's really going to be a significant position. We're leading into a more of a managerial type position for whoever is hired, so you have a lot of opportunity here. In Virginia, we're currently looking in the northern part of Virginia, the Richmond area, and Hampton Roads for a general DCJS instructor and a DCJS firearms instructor. Again, this pays very well, and it's a full-time position that will lead into a managerial position. So be sure, if you are currently certified, several years experience, that you do contact us. In Virginia and North and South Carolina, we're also looking for a master EMS instructor. That would include EMT, advanced basic life support, and advanced life support. This also is a permanent job, and it does require some travel. If you're looking for a job, send your resume today to Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at Armour, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org. We really are hiring a lot of people, but we only look for qualified cream of the crop. We especially look for veterans, former law enforcement people who have multiple credentials and training disciplines. So again, contact us, Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at Armour, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org today. Hey, we do also want to thank Body Armor USA for being a great sponsor for a number of years. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you, whether you're looking for protective wear, body armor, gloves, stab vest, you work in corrections, security, law enforcement, we have all of your protective clothing and body armor needs. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. If you'd like to be a guest at the Private Officer Beat Radio, send us an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the topic that you'd love to discuss, and we'll get you scheduled to be a guest on our radio. I do want to mention also here this morning that a few folks were left off from our award announcement. And in fact, we're still processing a number of other award nominations that came in right at the closing date. So we do want to recognize Douglas Riggins. He's from Nashville, Tennessee, former law enforcement and security executive currently. Many years of experience, dedication, loyalty to protecting the community, to giving of himself to protect life and property. And we have awarded Doug the Lifetime Achievement Award. W.D. Walters has been awarded the Life Saving Medal. Robert Moore has been awarded the Life Saving Medal. These folks slipped through the cracks, and we apologize for that they didn't get out there at the initial announcement or press release, but we did want to make sure that you all know that these guys have been acknowledged and recognized in this year's 2019 Private Officer International Award presentations. If you know of anyone, whether that be a coworker, a friend, anyone that you work with that you believe is deserving to be recognized for their bravery, for their life-saving skills, for their dedication to the industry, to public safety, to protecting and helping others, you can contact us anytime, 24/7. You don't have to wait for the yearly annual Private Officer Awards program. No siree. Contact us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and we'll be sure to take care of them. Also, I want to mention, we've sent out an email recently about our new investment program. It's not really new. We've been doing it for several years. If you currently own a private security business, a private security training school, a medical training school, we're looking for partners to invest in. If you are interested in starting a company, we'll look at your business plan, and maybe we can help you as well. Send your information to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and we will contact you, and we'll see what we can do to help you out. We are looking primarily for private security companies, schools that have been in business for at least 3 years. and are in the black with a successful track record. We can help you to grow, to expand your locations, and a whole lot more. As you know, the program is live right here out of our Charlotte, North Carolina Studio A, and we're recording, rolling right now, and of course, phones are ringing. Things are hopping in our office even this early in the morning. We're staffed at the help desk 24/7. As I was saying, we are helping some folks invest in and help them to establish themselves in the security business, or if you've already have an established security business. So send your information to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We'll set up a conference call. We'll have you send us a resume and a business plan, and we're going to take it from there, and maybe we can work some things out. We have a number of businesses that are growing as well, so maybe we can fit you in to one of those. You are listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio on this Friday morning, and it's a hot, steamy morning at that. Don't forget to go to our website, privateofficer.org, and order your swag. We have new POI logo shirts, patches, badges, briefcases, hats, and a whole lot more. privateofficer.org, and then check into our store and see what's available. If you don't see what you're looking for, always contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. One last thing that I do want to mention before we go to our next break, and it's really something that's, I think, amazing, fantastic, unreal. If you're on our newsletter list and you get all of our newsletters and breaking news, then you've seen in the last few days or earlier this week an email that went out talking about our brand new at-home food delivery program. We've started, as part of our foundation, a new program to feed the injured officer. When you're injured, when you've been stabbed, shot, beat up, you have broken bones, you're at home recuperating, even when you're married, you don't really have the ability to get around and feed yourself as you would if you were whole and uninjured and not in pain. And it also causes a great burden on the family, the wife. They've got to take care of themselves. They have to take care of you. And it just causes a lot more strain and cost. So we've designed a new program. We're working with Blue Apron and Fresh at Home to deliver food right at your door. I mean, this is really something else. Amazing. So our nonprofit organization is going to be starting this program here in the next week. And it'll be first for our own members, our association members injured in the line of duty. And then we may extend that to non-members. But this is going to be working on sponsorship, on donations, and that's why we need you to get involved. We need you to participate, to donate, to become a monthly donor and sponsor and help us to be able to send these meals out and alleviate a lot of the hassles when somebody is injured and recuperating at home. For more information, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have a whole lot of news to share with you, and then we're going to give you 10 things that you can do to mitigate active shooter losses, injuries, and deaths. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
No pigtails anymore.
Check, please.
David, you okay to drive?
Yeah, I only had a couple drinks. I'm fine.
Come on.
Guard and Security, a DCJS licensed and insured facility in New York. If you're looking for unarmed or armed security training, you'll want to contact our friends at area code 631-351-6473. Let them know that private officers sent you their way. Guardian Security, we're here because we care. Area code 631-351-6473. At the news desk this morning, a lot of news happening. Always breaking news coming in 24/7. Many folks have asked us repeatedly, especially those new first-time listeners and new POI members and followers, how do you do it? Where does all of this news come from? How do you collect it? How do you write it? How do you keep track of it? Well, we're always 24 hours a day combing through the news. We get more than 2,500 breaking news alerts in our office. We have dozens of press releases from law enforcement, private entities, government entities, and we have individual news hounds that send us tips and let us know what is happening out there. We do write a lot of our own news material. We spend a lot of time collecting news, verifying news, and it's a full-time job. So be sure to go to our website at privateofficer.org, sign up for that breaking news, and please, if you can, donate toward the effort. Four people are dead, two wounded, including a security officer that was critically wounded yesterday in Southern California. A man who was in a full rage of anger went on a two-hour stabbing and robbery rampage in Southern California, killing four people, wounding two others, critically stabbing a security officer and taking his firearm. Police said that the man targeted apparently Hispanics, and it could be a copycat type crime, as what happened in El Paso, and we see this from time and time again. The suspect has been taken into custody. There's no rhyme or reason why this happened. The security officer is in the hospital in critical condition. A new report released yesterday said that more retail workers than law enforcement officers are actually killed in homicides on the job for 6 years in a row. According to the news article, from 2012 until 2017, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, more retail workers were killed, were murdered, than there were law enforcement. The number of homicides in retail, they say, is so high, in part because so many people work in that industry, and also because many times they work alone, without any training, without any support. The figure represents a major problem for retailers, especially as the industry additionally saw 55,480 non-fatal worker injuries in 2017. Now, the article went on to say that security officer injuries and deaths are also steadily increasing and has surpassed law enforcement, or will soon surpass law enforcement. No surprise here. In California, Tulare, California, police arrested a 15-year-old high school student after he posted a threatening video on social media with what looked like a high-powered rifle, saying that he was going to carry out violence against the school. Of course, being a juvenile, his name has not been released. In East Montpelier, Vermont, state police there took a man in custody who broke into a school while under the influence of drugs, and then called police to report himself. Julian Young, 25,
of St. Albans broke a window into the school at 1:40 in the morning. Then he called 911 to report his actions. A security officer in Beaumont, Texas, was hit by a dump truck at Total Petrol, a refinery near the Beaumont area of Texas. He was injured. He's now suing the Total petrochemical plant and the truck driver of the dump truck. He says because they had no speed bumps or safety mechanism to prevent the dump truck from entering at a high rate of speed. In Ontario, Canada, a new law there called Bill 68 now says that campus cops can no longer call themselves police. They are special constables or peace officers. Now, for years, many years, special constables have used the name police. But the government is trying to re-identify them. Although they have the same authority as police officers, they want the public to know that, in fact, they are peace officers and special constables, not affiliated with any city or county law enforcement agency. In Trumbull, Connecticut, a shoplifter assaulted a Macy's security officer and struggled and tumbled with law enforcement when they arrived. Robert Lee Banks, 48, is charged with assault on law enforcement and security, shoplifting, and breach of peace, and he has been released on a $5,000 bond. In Lee County, Mississippi, they announced this week that they are putting school security personnel in every school in the county. They will have them totally staffed for the first time in years by the time the students return. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at a Walmart there, an argument with scissors and a gun caused huge panic. While the nation is on edge, law enforcement responded to what was first thought to be an active shooter, but it was just an argument. It did involve a gun and a pair of scissors between a couple of customers. Everything was taken care of. In Corpus Christi, Texas, listen to this one, folks. A couple of juveniles caught shoplifting at a store. They barricaded themselves inside the store. They uploaded a number of videos asking for help with the caption, "Free us." The police called out SWAT, which surrounded the store, and after some time was able to take the teenagers into custody. Pretty severe actions there by those teens for such a minor offense. Now they face a lot more serious charges than they would have if they had just surrendered. In New York, in Flatbush, New York, an NYPD school safety officer has been arrested for forcing a teenager to perform oral sex on him. According to police, the man, Edward Peterson, has been arrested and is in custody. This is another huge story here in Broward County. Since October 2016, Help First safety and security team, using metal detectors, have confiscated more than 100,000 weapons at four locations. 100,000 weapons. Everything from knives to tasers to firearms and beyond. Using metal detectors at four hospitals combined, they were able, over these short number of years, to stop 100,000 weapons from entering the hospital. That's why we always recommend that you have to put up metal detectors at schools and hospitals, you know, and other public events. That's the only way to be sure that we're protecting ourselves from armed people. In Phoenix, Arizona, a man is under arrest after he pulled a gun on an armed security officer at a church. The man trespassing at the property was later identified as Curtis Dwayne Johnson, 33. He was trespassing at the Calvary Church near I-17 and Cactus Road. When the security officer stopped him for a second time, the man showed that he had a gun on him and said he would shoot him first. The man fled, but police soon was able to take him into custody. An Atlanta security officer on foot noticed some type of confrontation happening at 1 a.m. This was not happening exactly on his property near Georgia Tech, but he saw it and went to investigate. In turn, he chased off a man who had stabbed and attempted to carjack a cookie delivery person who was dropping off late-night cookies as students at the Georgia Tech dormitory there. The driver suffered injuries and was taken to the hospital. The security officer is being called a hero tonight for his efforts. In Sonora, California, a bouncer at the office bar was arrested after he held a knife to the throat of an intoxicated customer, telling him that he would cut him if he moved any further. 41-year-old Brandon Holm had the intoxicated customer in custody and had told him to leave, and when he didn't leave fast enough, the bouncer threatened him with a knife. In Toronto, Canada, five people were shot over the weekend at a North York nightclub. It seems like it was just out of the blue, a brazen act, according to the city's police chief. More than 100 people were there. Luckily, only five were injured. No deaths. The suspect has fled and is still on the run. Another man planning a mass shooting in Texas, Lubbock, Texas, and he was stopped in his tracks by his mother. The man, or by his grandmother, actually. The man, later identified as William Patrick Williams, 19, told his grandmother that he purchased an AK-47 and he planned to shoot up a local hotel and commit suicide by cop. The grandmother would hear no more of it, notified law enforcement, and they were able to take him into custody, and thus they stopped a possible mass shooting. In Pennsylvania, school authorities there say that a school safety tip system that has been in place for a little over a year has fielded more than 23,000 reports in 1 year. Those reports range everything from bullying to suicides to school violence to assault. 607 tips came in about threats against the school. 523 came in about threats against people. Several were on suicide. The website received more than 3,500 tips, and 500 more tips were called in. This covers K through 12, all students in Pennsylvania, including charter, private, and vocational technical. And it just goes to show that if you have a system available where people can call in, especially anonymously, without getting too involved, they're going to do it. And this program, receiving more than 23,000 tips, definitely proved that. In Washington, D.C., a security officer that was working at a Safeway on Georgia Avenue was under investigation after a video was released showing him choking out a man and slamming him to the ground. Now, police say security officers said the man was shoplifting, and when they tried to detain him, he was resisting. However, the video shows the security officer choking the man, holding him several feet off the air, and then slamming him to the floor, punching him. The man fled. Police are investigating the security officer at this point. In Washington, D.C., the FBI Police Department arrested an employee for voyeurism. That's right. The FBI in D.C. has uniformed police officers that are federal law enforcement that their primary job is to secure not only that famous FBI building, but all the other FBI buildings in D.C. and Virginia. Police say they got a call from a female employee saying that she noticed a camera under her desk, and a co-worker has been charged with putting that camera there and pornographic images of 18-year-olds, also under 18-year-olds, were also found on that camera. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, a security officer had a gun pointed at him, a man at a nightclub, Coyote Jack's, got into a confrontation. The man pulled a gun. Police arrived and arrested Juwan
Colvin, 26, he's been taken into custody. He's being held right now on a $100,000 bond. Have you heard that in Little Creek, Virginia, that's in the Hampton Roads area, naval security personnel had pulled over, done a traffic stop on a sailor. He fled, crashed, was involved in some type of confrontation with security personnel, and they shot and killed him. That man's name has been released this week, and authorities, including NCIS, the real guys, not the people from TV, but the real Naval Criminal Investigative Service, is investigating the base security personnel. A lot of news happening here at Private Officer International. We always tell you the news is free. Sign up for it today at privateofficer.org. A box will come down. You'll be able to put in your information. We never sell, trade, or give it away. You'll never get any type of bogus, fake, or other type of scams in your mailbox from us or anyone else, because we just keep that top secret. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about 10 ways to mitigate losses from mass shootings and active shootings, how to be better prepared, how to be alert, and hopefully how to save yourself and others. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio, a production of Private Officer International. Become a member today if you're not already. You'll get more than 40 member benefits. You'll have access to the POI management team, and you'll have many services as part of your membership. Go to privateofficer.org today. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you shopping around for armed or unarmed security training, CPR first aid training, lethal or non-lethal training in and around the greater Metro Charlotte area? Do you want to be SLED certified so that you can maybe start a new career or make some part-time income? Then check out Premier Training Academy, Charlotte, North Carolina's leading academy for all things training. 704-806-4933. Ask for John. Premier Training. We're here to train you so that you don't make mistakes. Premier Training Academy, Metro Charlotte's premier training service. 704-806-4933.
Where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, one in six children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to povertyusa.org today. Because one in six children in poverty is one too many.
62 people dead. from mass shootings so far in 2019. Those are the headlines in all of the major news outlets this week. Killings just over the weekend in both Texas and Ohio. Again, has the gun violence in the forefront, in the headlines, on the news, and it's not going away anytime soon. More than 60 people killed in mass shootings so far. 62. Those are just the mass shootings. Those aren't even counted in the killings at workplaces and retail stores and other businesses where one person or two people have been killed. We as private security, private law enforcement, public safety, we can mitigate mass shootings. In one of the shootings in Dayton, Ohio, a very alert bouncer at a nightclub in the middle of the shooting arena immediately saw the gunman. He noticed him first when he came in, and then a second time when he was armed and came down the road, and there were people all around. The bouncer was able to push several hundred people, according to the news, into the bar to keep them safe. He was alert enough. He was of sound mind enough, of presence to understand what was happening. And there are many things that we can do to mitigate the deaths and injuries in mass shootings. And some of them seem very simple, but they are important aspects of helping to either stop the shootings or to mitigate the number of people killed or injured. Let's go over them very quickly. Number one, we always talk about situational awareness. We always talk about being vigilant, and yet we still don't do it. I don't know how many times in the last few years we've seen security officers who were killed on the job because they were texting. Some were watching videos online when they were killed. Their guns taken from them during robberies because they were not paying attention. We have to be vigilant at all times. Know what our surroundings is. Pay attention to the people around us, to what's happening outside, not just within our buildings. Understand that when mass shooters, when active shooters, when violence comes our way, it doesn't just pop up, it doesn't just sneak in, it doesn't creep around. No, we have to understand there are oftentimes telltale signs. There are things that if we're really alert, we'll be able to see. And being alert and paying attention is key to stopping violence. A recent shooting, this was in Florida about 3 weeks ago, security spotted four men in the parking lot. They were loitering around a vehicle. He became suspicious of it. He began to look at what was happening. And then he saw them putting on masks and they were armed. He locked the door, and guess what? He stopped a robbery in progress because they couldn't get in, and they left. Know where the exits are. That sounds very simple, but unfortunately, we don't know in times of crisis and emergency fires and other situations like a mass shooting. If we don't know how to get out of the building, where to point our customers, our staff, that's a problem. Know your area, know the building, know the premise, know the property, know the rooms and spaces where you can hide in or barricade yourself. We talk all the time about active shooter drills. Well, sometimes that's not possible when you're going to be on the property for the first time. In the private security arena, especially contract security, oftentimes our security officers go from place to place. But one of the first things I always did was I perused my area. I checked the outside areas, the perimeter,
I checked the inside. I looked at where I was going to be. If there was an emergency, where would I run? Be aware of what rooms are securable. We recently did a security consultation for a church and a seminar, and most of their classrooms and most of their office space did not have good securable doors. Know which doors you can secure and barricade yourself should there be an active shooter. Be alert to unusual behavior. I am a people watcher. I've always been a people watcher. I love just to see how people act and react to different things in their environment. Be very alert to unusual behavior, signs of incognito. He's not really fitting in. Be aware of somebody who's trying to avoid his behavior are key elements to knowing not only about harm some vigilant. Be aware of your area. The next one really sounds very simple, but keep your phone charged. If there's an emergency and you have to call 911 and you have to give them detailed information about what's happening, who's there, who the actor is, who's involved, what's going on, this is not going to be a 30-second call. You might be on the phone with 911 dispatchers for minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes until law enforcement gets there. And even when they are there, they might need additional information from you. You know, rather than, you know, not have a good charge phone and think that, well, I'm going to just charge it when I get to the business, when I get to the account. That doesn't always happen. Keep your phone charged at all times for emergencies. Number six is be certified in first aid, CPR, and stop the bleed. We've been talking about Stop the Bleed program for over a year now. This is a big push by the government, by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, to get as many people trained as possible to be able to apply tourniquets adequately and to help prevent someone from bleeding out. In a mass shooting where you have 10, 20, 50 people shot, not all of them are dead at that moment, but you can prevent someone from dying by being trained and certified in how to apply a tourniquet properly. Oh, I know how to do it. I've seen it done. Oh, I've had that training in the military 35 years ago. Things have changed. Techniques have changed. Equipment has changed. Be certified in at least basic first aid, CPR, and stop the bleed. It's going to make big emergency medical situations happening around us, it is our job to job description. I don't want the liability. You want to sit there, you want to stand there and watch people die in front of you? Is that what you're saying? Everybody wants to help, but oftentimes they just don't know how. They're not trained. So be certified in first aid, CPR, and stop the bleed. And you can save a life. You can mitigate the number of people who die in any type of mass shooting or emergency. Private Officer International Awards. We had a lot of people get the life-saving awards. There was one man. Even though he was off duty, he recognized a medical emergency and a woman in cardiac arrest, and he stopped there right then, and he performed CPR and saved that woman's life. Be prepared. Be trained. Number seven, again, this sounds so basic, but it's something that private security officers don't do, and mainly it's because of financial reasons, but we need to wear good body armor. Wear body armor. Although that's better than nothing, we really need to spend our money in saving our own life. How can we save anybody else? There are a number of manufacturers out there who offer plans. We offer assistance programs to our members. Wear body armor wherever you go on duty, no matter what the temperature, even when it's 100 degrees. I know it's uncomfortable. I know that it can overheat the body, but I'd rather be overheated than dead. So body armor, a very important factor these days, no matter what type of assignment you're on. We need to be proficient with our firearms and less lethal. Many of us carry firearms. Some of us have to go to the range at least once a year to qualify. If we're part of a security organization, it may be the law in your state. We need to go to the range at least a couple times a year. We need to be proficient in all of our less lethal as well, whether that be our nightstick, pepper spray, taser, any equipment that we are carrying with us on our belts, any tool that we have for self-defense. We need to be as proficient as possible. Good is not good enough. Just passing the required range proficiency is not good enough. We need to be the best. The more that time that we spend in being proficient with our weapons, lethal and less lethal, the better that we'll be able to defend ourselves and protect others. Hand-to-hand combat and self-defense tactics is important. And I realize, again, this is training that not everybody can afford. Not everybody thinks they need. But in this day and age, whether it's one person who's coming in to do harm to us, or several people, or a mass shooter, an active shooter, we need to be prepared to take that person down, to stop the threat, to challenge that person, and to be able to do it in a proficient way. Take some type of self-defense training. Hand-to-hand combat, very important, because not everybody's armed. And sometimes they're only armed with a knife. We need to be ready, whatever they have. And last but not least, we need to secure the perimeters. Just in the last 2 weeks, at the Garlic Festival in California, they had all the security precautions in place. They had law enforcement. They had contract security. They had metal detectors at the front. Unfortunately, the man, he saw all of that, and he decided, guess what? I'm going to cut through the fence down the side, down near the railroad tracks, down toward the back. People, the security team, and law enforcement, they were all up front. They just wasn't really paying attention as much as they could have to the perimeters. Whatever our assignment, you know, in order to have a true secured property, we need to secure the perimeters either by drone, by personnel, roving patrols. When we're talking about layers of security, we need to have all areas in and out of the building be secured. I can't tell you how many times people have been attacked, security officers have been attacked because they were not aware of what was happening outside. We can stop active shooters if we can see them before they see us, either by surveillance through cameras or drones or physical security patrols. Securing the perimeters is just as important as securing the interior. In fact, it's more important. I'll leave you with this. Many years ago, I worked for a short time, many years ago, in fact, for a extermination company. And their theory was if we can stop the bugs outside, then we won't have to worry about protecting them, protecting our clients inside as much because they're not going to get in. They had a very specialized layer system where they put stakes into the ground that surrounded the home. These were stakes that gave off poisonous insect bug killing spray, smells, things of that nature. And they had several different layers. Then they went under the house and they secured that area with all types of traps and other chemicals and so forth. And then they put another layer inside the house. And because of their multi-layered technique, they were able to stop most of the bugs from getting inside the house. We need to stop the criminals before they get inside the building. It's imperative that we understand multi-layering techniques. And it's important to understand that we have to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Number one, be vigilant and have great situational awareness. Number two, know where those exits are. Number three, know your area. Know what rooms can be secured, where you can hide, where you can barricade that room. Number four, be alert to those unusual behavioral signs and indifference. Recognize when somebody is trying to avoid having any type of contact, avoid being detected. Number five, always have a charged phone. Number six, you need to be certified in first aid, CPR, and stop the bleed. Without that training, you're not going to be able to help anyone, including yourself. Number seven, you got to wear the best body armor there is all the time when you're on duty. Number nine, we've got to be proficient with our firearms and our less lethal. There is no doubt about it. Take the time, take the effort, and you know, spend the money that you need to get that certification and to keep it. Number nine, we also need to have hand-to-hand combat, self-defense tactics, and technique training. It's just imperative in the job that we do these days. And last but not least, as much as we try to secure the interior building, we definitely have to concentrate more on securing the perimeters and to be vigilant outside as much as we are inside, because it's all going to start on the outside. That's where that person's going to be. That's where they're going to come in, and we need to stop them before they get into the building. That's going to conclude this week's Private Officer News, Private Officer Radio, Private Officer Broadcast. Now, we are creeping up. I don't want to use that word, creeping. We are zipping right through our episodes, and we're going to be at the 500 mark in just a couple of weeks, and we're going to be celebrating then. Also, don't forget the Private Officer Memorial coming up the third week of September. Get involved. Donate at privateofficer.org or schedule a memorial service. Contact us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. That's going to do it for this week's episode. Thanks for being with us, and as always, be safe, be blessed, and we will see you back here on the radio.